wait till right at 10 o'clock and then we'll get started. All right, we are right at 10 o'clock. We are now on the record. This proceeding is being recorded. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It is Friday, 10 a.m., June 12, 2026. We have five items on the agenda, an extension, three accessory dwelling units, and a variance proposal, and I'll hear those in that order. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. That just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in and I will formally admit exhibits. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the materials for all of the proposals and did not identify any conflicts, but if there are any concerns, now is the time to raise those. In terms of the criteria that I review for each of the proposals, those are set forth in the staff report, but for example, for the ADUs, there are specific criteria that address the essentially the size and location of the use. ADUs also require conditional use permit, which requires showing that there is no material detriment, that the use is compatible with surrounding uses and adequate infrastructure supports the proposal. In terms of the variance proposal, there have to be unique conditions on the site that would preclude reasonable use of the property, and there's a number of criteria that have to be met for that to be approved. In terms of the order of procedure, I typically will hear first from the planning department, then we'll open the matter up to the applicant. The applicant can present additional information, and then if there is anyone who would like to submit comment or public comment on the proposal, they may do so, and of course the applicant would have an opportunity to address any questions that arise. We are proceeding both on Zoom or remotely, I should say, it's WebEx that we're using, and also in person. If at any point there are technical issues, we'll halt the proceeding and sort those. Also, if there's anyone either in the hearing room or online who cannot hear anything, please let me know. Raise your hand or speak up. You can use the chat feature to contact the clerk. Just do not submit anything over the chat feature you would like me to review, given my access issues and then our inability to retain anything that's submitted that way. So it's only the chat feature is just for procedural issues. Are there any procedural questions from anyone?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. All right. Well, let's address the extension request first. This is for a conditional use permit that was issued last year for overnight distillery lodging. It's the proposal from Carl and Amy Knobs. I reviewed the material submitted on that. It's a 6-month extension, I believe. I do not have any concerns with the extension request. But from the planning department, were there any concerns? And I won't swear you in unless there's anything substantive we need to put on the record.
No concerns.
Okay. All right. And is the applicant present for this?
Not in the hearing room. It doesn't look like online either.
Okay. And I understood the request correctly. It's for a six-month extension request. Is that right?
You are correct.
Okay. All right. That is granted. And a decision on, these are short decisions, but the decision on that will be out within 10 business days, emailed to the planning department and then provided to the applicant and anyone who requests a copy of that. So, all right, let's move to the accessory dwelling unit proposals. There are three of them on today's agenda. I summarized the criteria briefly. In terms of the first one, this is a proposal from George Schneider. It's matter number 2026-008. I've received the staff memo, which is HEM 1.1, along with the exhibits through HEM 1.13. Those are all admitted. Who is presenting on this proposal?
I will, Nikki.
Good morning, Ms. Relia. If you can state your name for the record.
Nikki Relia.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-008 on March 30th, 2026. The applicant and owner, George Snyder, is proposing to construct a 608-square-foot ADU. The property is approximately 12 acres in size and located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of Case Road in the Prosser area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,200 square foot single family dwelling and will be constructed within an existing shop on the property. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal, but the following comments were noted and received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes as adopted by Benton County. The Benton County Rural Water Supply Coordinator commented that the property is located within the Rural Water Supply Program area, which will require the new dwelling unit to comply with the program. And the Benton County Fire Marshal commented that the ADU will be reviewed and determined if it will require a fire apparatus turnaround. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application, subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Relia. I do not have any questions for you. It looks like we have the applicant, George Snyder, online. Mr. Snyder, was there anything you wanted to add to the planning department's summary of your proposal? And Mr. Snyder, you will need to unmute yourself, or I don't know if we need to do that on our end.
Okay, is that any better?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning. Yes. Should I swear you in? Was there anything else that you would like to add to the department summary of your proposal?
No, nothing at all. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we'll move to public comment. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal?
No one online or in the room.
Okay. All right. Well, I have reviewed this proposal in conjunction with both the ADU specific criteria as well as the conditional use permit criteria. It is consistent with those criteria, so I will be approving it. Decision will be out within 10 business days. That will be emailed to the planning department, and then Mr. Snyder, the department will send that on to you and to anyone else who requests a copy. Mr. Snyder, do you have any procedural questions?
Oh, am I gone again?
Oh, nope, you reappeared. Okay. You're there. Okay. I can hear you. did you have any procedural questions?
No questions at all.
Okay. All right. So Mr. Snyder, you are welcome to stay online, but your matter has been concluded, so there's no need to do so.
All right. Thank you.
All right, we'll move to the second proposal. This is ADU CUP 2026-010, proposed by Brian Williamson. Ms. Relia, are you presenting on this as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you remain under oath. And oh, I should say, I have reviewed the staff memo exhibit 1.1, as well as the exhibits 1.2 through 1.13, and those are all admitted. And Ms. Relia, you may proceed when you're ready.
Thank you. The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-010 on March 30th, 2026. The applicant is Brian Williamson. The owners, Travis and Kelsey McKenna, are proposing to construct a 720 square foot ADU. The property is approximately 10 acres in size and located within the Growth Management Act Agricultural District off of Canyon View Private Road in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 1,944 square foot single family dwelling and will be attached to a proposed 2,880 square foot shop. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes as adopted by Benton County. The Benton County Rural Water Supply Coordinator commented that the property is located within the Rural Water Supply Program area, which will require the new dwelling unit to comply with the program. And Benton PUD commented that the applicant will need to reach out to them to discuss power needs as they will need to cross North Canyon View Private Road Northeast. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Relia. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
And is Mr. Williamson then in the hearing room?
Yes, he is.
Okay, and Mr. Williamson, is there anything you would like to add to the plan department summary of your proposal?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right, so we'll open this matter up for public comment. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal?
Not online, nor in the room.
In the hearing room, okay, all right. Well, I have reviewed this proposal in conjunction with the ADU Pacific criteria, as well as the conditional use permit criteria, and it is consistent with those criteria, so I will be approving it. Decision will be out within 10 business days, emailed to the planning department, and then the department will then forward that on to the applicant. Mr. Williamson, do you have any procedural questions?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Right. So we'll, and Mr. Williamson, you are more than welcome to stay for the remainder of the hearing, but no need to do so since we've concluded review of your proposal. So we are now moving on to the third and last ADU. This is CUP 2026-011. This is proposed by Rafael and Carla Rivera. And Ms. Willia, are you presenting on this as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I just, before you get started, I've reviewed the exhibits HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.11. That includes the staff memo and the attached documents. Those are all admitted, and you may proceed when you are ready.
Thank you. The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-012 on May 7th, 2026. The applicant and owner, Rafael Rivera, is proposing to convert a 720 square foot area of an existing structure into an ADU. The property is approximately 1.18 acres in size and located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off U Street in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 1,982 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal, and the following comment of note was received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all building and fire codes up to and including possible change of use in occupancy of the building. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Relia. I do not have any questions for you. It looks like the applicant is online. Mr. Rivera, are you online?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. Was there anything that you wish to add to the planning department summary of your proposal?
I do not.
Okay. All right. So we'll open the matter up for public comment. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment?
There is not.
Okay. All right. So I have reviewed this ADU proposal in conjunction with the ADU and CUP criteria, and the applicant has demonstrated consistency, so it will be approved. Decision will be out within 10 business days and emailed to the planning department, and the department will then forward that on to the applicant. Mr. Rivera, do you have any procedural questions?
I do not. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And as with the other proposals, you're welcome to stay online if you wish to, but there's no need to do so as we've concluded consideration of your proposal. All right, so we will now move to the final agenda item. This is variance 2026-002, proposed by Todd and Sandra Thornick. Ms. Relia, are you presenting, or is that Ms. Watts?
That will be me, Andrea.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Ms. Watts. If you can state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth and a penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed. Oh, actually, wait. I have reviewed the exhibits, which include HEM 1.1, which is the staff memo, through HEM 1.17, and those are all admitted. You may now proceed when you are ready.
Okay. The Planning Division received the application for variance 2026-002 on April 24th, 2026. The applicants Todd and Sandra Thornick are requesting a variance from setback requirements to allow an unpermitted carport to remain in its current location. The variance is being requested to rectify a code enforcement violation. The proposed variance would allow the carport to encroach 23 feet into the required 25-foot setback from an access easement. The property is approximately 3 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of Lower County Line Road in the Prosser area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 15 findings of fact and 3 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. It looked like the applicant had noted some slopes on the property, which is, I think, one of the key rationales for the location of the structure in its present location. And then also, I noticed that the applicant had submitted some written consent from surrounding property owners. Did I read all that correctly?
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
That was in his application.
Okay, that's what I thought, and that's what I saw in there. So we'll now turn to the applicant. Mr. Thornock, are you present in the hearing room?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Is there anything that you would like to add to the planning department summary of your proposal?
No.
Okay, that was a no, I think.
No.
Okay.
Correct, he said no.
Okay, all right. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal?
No, there is not.
Okay. All right. So with respect to this variance, these are always a little bit more challenging to approve, but the applicant has addressed why it was located there, has addressed that there is not a negative impact on surrounding property owners. So I will be approving this variance with the proposed conditions. A decision on this will be out within 10 business days. That will be emailed to the planning department and then forwarded on to the applicant, Mr. Thornick. Any procedural questions for Mr. Thornick? And that includes you.
No.
Okay. All right. That was our last agenda item. Is there anything else that we need to address this morning before we adjourn?
No, there is not.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your appearances this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.